Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. Today is December 14th, 2009, and we're going to have an extraordinary type of show today. So Sherry and I are very excited. Our guest is Peggy Black. She is a spiritual synergist, a transducer, a world traveler. She's been a lecturer with 35 years of experience in the healing field and so much more. So when she's on, we're going to have her tell you about what she's doing and how she's helping people and how you can contact her. So stay tuned. She'll be on in just a couple of minutes. Before we bring her in, I'd like to bring my co-host in. Sherry, are you with us today?
Yes. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you all this morning. We're really looking forward to the show. I just want to say that I was my attention was brought to Peggy Black a little while ago, a couple months, and I had been very interested in having her come on the show so that we can share her knowledge with you. And I'd like to get some feedback and have you give us a call or email us and let us know what your feelings are. We've posted to quite a few people that we are going to be having the show, so I think we're going to have quite a few listeners. Then next week, we're going to talk about next week about staying focused. And I have a lot of information about that since we're coming up to the new year. And in the new year, the following week, we're going to talk about a great recipe for the new year and how to get us started in getting our goals met and getting going with the new year, reinventing ourselves, which is what I always like to do. And it's a great time around the new year to be able to take a look at how we want to reinvent ourselves and the changes that we want to make. So as soon as we have Peggy on, let's go for it.
Okay, we'll bring her in just a moment. First, I'd like to give our listeners the call-in number. So, listeners, you can call in during the show. The number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live and you have a question, you can always send an email to the Good News Show at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GOODNEWS. SHOW at yahoo.com. And don't forget, you can become a member of the Good News Show. Just go to the website, sign up to be a member. You can download the recordings to your iPod and your MP3 devices. You can visit the website at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow. .us. We want to thank you for being with us this morning, and let's see if we can bring Peggy into the show now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Peggy. We're very happy to have you. Patty's going to get started with you. Now, you both have the same last name. Do we have relatives here or something?
We sure might, huh?
We might.
Just cousins.
Soul sisters, right?
Pardon?
Soul sisters.
Yes, definitely.
So Peggy, why don't we just start with having you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Oh, my. Well, my name is Peggy Black, and I live in a small town in the Redwoods just outside of Santa Cruz, California. So it's just beginning to get daylight here. I know that we're several hours difference. And I've been living here in the Redwoods 35 years. And
I like it.
Oh, I love it. I am a multidimensional channel, a transducer, and a scribe for a wonderful interdimensional team. And then I also do sacred sound, salutarist, which is, in short terms, means I use sound as a healing modality. And also I'm a spiritual synergist. And that's the idea of using that word synergy. Is there so many beautiful spiritual disciplines and ideas, and I like to bring them into the mix. So that's a little bit of what I do. My main focus at this time is a website called morningmessages.com. Again, that's morningmessages with an S, .com. And at this moment, we have over 8,500 subscribers, and they receive free messages. And also, I offer 2 free telecasts a month. So I really invite your listeners to check out that particular website if they're interested in learning more about their multidimensional presence in this world. It's certainly needed right now. We're all being called upon to step into that magnificent, magnificent awareness of who we are. So that's a little bit of who I am.
Right, and that's how I became aware of you, through your morning messages, which I received through a friend, and they're very uplifting for me. And so I encourage all of you listening to get on board with that. And how did you, in the beginning, before this all started, how was that brought to you, and how did you become involved in this work?
Well, you know, Cherie, the thing that happened was, I was almost an adult before I realized, or someone shared with me, that I was clairsentient. And by that, most of us on I'm sure listening recognize that we feel others' emotions. But as a child, I remember asking my mother, "What do I do when I hear someone call my name in my mind or in my head?" And she said, "Answer them." And so I was always extremely sensitive and aware of the feelings around me, and would see pictures and those sort of things. And I thought everybody did that. And then you kind of turn it off and you move on with your life, and you know, you have your family. And then I started doing body work. And in the process of doing massage and so forth, what was coming forth was I was actually kind of sensing or seeing blockages in the body, and would be able to work energetically to clear those. And I did this kind of work in reflexology for a good 20 years. And I was always, always interested in metaphysics. So I was always giving local workshops and events and lecturing and so forth, and raising my children and building a house. I had a house here in the mountains that burned to the ground, and I spent about 3.5 years rebuilding it myself, along with a crew, but nevertheless, I learned how to hammer. And then I began to do sound work, and that came about, and I shared this with the listening audience this morning because it's so valuable, is I came back from Arabia. I had been living in Arabia for about a year and a half, and I ended a relationship. And as most of us know, when we do end up ending some kind of a relationship that has a lot of love and passion and connectedness, there's a lot of pain. And I took my grief and my rage and all the feelings that were coming up to my altar. And when those emotions would come up, Cherie, I would go into the altar and say to Divine, "Here's my grief. Transform it." And I would cry and keen and wail, and then finish that and get showered and go to work. And I did this for a period of time, several months, many months. And in the completion of that, or when I finally sort of emptied out my emotional closet, for want of a better word, I was doing a massage, and I took a deep breath, and these incredible sounds came. So I started channeling sounds, and I was real aware that I was channeling, or I was real aware that there was a presence that was guiding me with sound healing, because I was hearing how to do it, you know, and what was blocked in this individual's body. And I thought that was my mission. So from the early 90s until just a few years ago, I did sound therapy and sound healing, and I did workshops, and I traveled all over the world offering sacred sounds to, you know, special sacred places. I went to Egypt, all expenses paid, Ireland, all expenses paid, traveling on sound waves, literally, because I would be invited to go make sacred sounds at these sites. And then about 4 years ago, 5 years, 4 years ago, I began to get words. And so that became the transmissions for the morning messages. And I've got maybe 253-page transmissions in the computer. So I've got a volume of information. And so that became the morning messages. And from there, I've lectured, traveled, and I'm now doing private channeled readings. So it's all quite marvelous. But the drawings on the website that you see, I did 30 years ago when my children were small, and I did it with my left hand. And then later, when we were ready to make the website, my team said, go find the drawings that we gave you. And they said, we gave you the drawings when that's what you could accept. We gave you the sounds when you were ready for sounds, and now we've given you the words. So I've been working with this energetic team probably most of my life, but consciously probably for the last 25 or 30 years.
Wow, it's so interesting. And so you are able to, transform and help people transform their lives through the work that you've done.
That's certainly my intention, is to act as, I want to say, a guide, because I don't think anyone does this for another. I think all we do is assist one another in awakening. We're already magnificent. We're already multidimensional. And the idea that what I do and what I believe the morning messages do is remind us of that.
So, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you was about, the recognizing and honoring your multidimensional self, and tell our listeners a little bit about what that means.
Well, first of all, we're always hearing a lot about multidimensionality and other dimensions and this sort of thing. And I feel like these dimensions, in the way the team kind of continues to share this information, is that we're always in a multidimensional state. We just don't recognize it. We're very focused in this reality that's physical. But it's a slight shift in awareness, and we really do it more often than we realize. Because when we think about the past, our consciousness moves to that time frame. When we think about the future, our consciousness moves to that time frame. And we all know where our consciousness is, where our energy flows there. So Greg Braden and some of the other, beautiful beings that are speaking about things of this nature talk a great deal about the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
We're always in the quantum field. We're always affecting this energy field that we live in. And that's, I think, what this new, this consciousness awakening that's happening with humanity is, we're becoming aware that we are the creators of the reality that we're in. And that's a part of being that multidimensional being, is recognizing that everything's created in the energy field before it becomes physical. And we're beginning to take an active part in, so to speak, sculpting our reality. And so that's a little bit of it,
Well, that's, we talk a lot about on the show about you know, change your thoughts, change your life, and being able to shift our consciousness, you know, and stay in the positive, because that vibration that you're thinking about is what's creating your reality. And if you stay in negative thoughts, you're going to keep creating negative sequences around you. And it's really amazing that that really does work. I mean, it's just, I've worked with it myself and shared it with other people, that about just taking that shift in perception and being able to shift your mind into positive, joy, grateful, you know, a grateful heart. There's no room for negativity or resentment or anger. And so we talk a lot about gratefulness and joy in our life. So, and I see that you do also, staying in the joy.
Well, the team is always reminding me that the most important coherent vibration is gratitude and appreciation. You know, gratitude, love, compassion, those are coherent frequencies. And worry, stress, fear is incoherent frequencies. And the key here for all of us as human beings is to recognize that we're really celestial, but we just happen to be in a physical body.
Mm.
And while we're in this physical body, we're the bridge between heaven and earth. You see, we're the bridge between spirit and matter. And when we recognize our role as this conscious bridge to bring more spirit into matter, that's, and how to do that. So the key is to recognize the heart chakra, the heart of the physical body. That's our portal. That's our chalice. That's our doorway. HeartMath is a beautiful organization here. Probably it's in Boulder Creek, California. It's probably about, I don't know, 10 miles from my home. And they've studied, scientifically studied, the energy field of the heart for the last maybe 25 years. And they recognize that with monitors attached and so forth, they can read how the heartbeat begins to be very rhythmic and very consistent and very even when we're in gratitude, when we're in our joy, when we're in appreciation. And when we're in worry and stress, our heartbeat is irregular. Now, the heartbeat is the rhythm of the entire body. It's that energy and that rhythm that the rest of the body entrains with. So if your heartbeat is irregular and you're stressing out, every cell of the body is getting a signal of stress. And so the goal, as you said, is to remember to go back to a place of gratitude, go back to appreciation. Those are the simplest coherent frequencies to attain. All of us can look around in our life and find some aspect to be grateful for.
Right.
Even if it's just waking up in the morning, you know,
right.
There's something to be grateful for. And the minute you begin to do that, Sherry, the minute we all shift our perspective from this worry, stress environment in the collective, is we go back to coherency, and then our whole body begins to resonate and entrain with a more peaceful, more relaxed, more powerful energy. Because when we're in a state of coherency, that's when our intentions manifest. They don't manifest out of our worry. They manifest when we're in our power. And our power is when we stay conscious in our heart, resonating a genuine feeling of gratitude, a genuine feeling of appreciation and joy. Those particular feelings and coherent vibrations attract to us the goodness and the miracles, we call them, in our life.
So it's almost as if you're using that as the foundation for your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It becomes a recognition of, oh, this is how the body works. This is how I connect to my magnificent multidimensional self. It's through the heart. And also through how I use my words, how I use my emotions, and recognizing, and this is something that the team has been sharing over the course of the last year or so, it's when we get into a very intense state of fear or worry to ask our higher self, what percentage of this is my worry and what percentage of it is the collective's? Because we're as we wake up and open up to the beauty of this transformation of consciousness that's happening, we're tapping into, as Eckhart Tolle talks about, the pain body of the collective. And in doing so, a lot of times people that are depressed or fearful, maybe there's only 3 or 4, 5, 10% that's their personal fear. And the rest of it is the collective fear that they've tapped into.
Wow.
And so in knowing that, then we can do some work with transforming not only our personal fear, that 10% fear, but the 90% that's in the collective that we can transform. The whole goal, I think, for any of us today is to recognize that who we are is transformers of energy. That's why we're here. That's our job. Wherever you are in your life or wherever you are in your age or location, your main job is to transform dysfunctional energy. Isn't that wonderful to think of ourselves
as being these magnificent
transformers?
Mm-hmm. Now, I find it interesting that you say, when you say it comes from the heartbeat is, there's a relationship with sound and tempo that simulates the heart. That's the most, I think, the most calming is matching with the heartbeat's tempo.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about it is think of the heartbeat as the conscious part of the whole body, not the brain, the heart.
The heart.
The heart. So, heart mass. I'm going to say this again because your listeners, everyone needs to be aware of the research of heart mass, M-A-T-H, heart mass. I think it's .org, but you can Google it and find it, heart mass. And a wonderful organization with so much integrity, but they're really researching the importance of our heart and in awakening and in health and in literally heart coherency. Because they're discovering, this is so phenomenal, they're discovering that when a group of people globally, so you don't even have to be in the same room because we're so connected to the matrix, the energetic matrix, that when a group of people with intention get into a coherent heart space together across the globe, that it affects the energy field of the globe. I don't know if you are aware of this, but I thought this was just, it didn't surprise me, but it was quite a phenomenal awareness that happened. When 9/11 occurred, there's equipment all over the world that reads energy fields, so to speak, and the possibility of earthquakes and all of that. Well, when 9/11 occurred, this equipment in all its locations in the world spiked, which meant the collective consciousness was so shocked and so emotionally moved by this tragedy that happened that the equipment could read the emotional vibrations that was being offered by humanity. Isn't that powerful?
It doesn't surprise me, yes.
And so if the field is affected by our collective anguish, the field can also be affected by our collective intentional loving compassion for change.
And I want to ask you, Peggy, so do you feel that one of the ways to really be able to open your heart and get in touch with that part of you is through sitting alone and stillness and being able to allow that energy to come through you? Do you find that to be an important part of your day?
I think, Sherry, I think that's an aspect of it. But the thing about it is I feel like, first of all, most everyone on this planet right now deals with some aspect of energetically closing their heart. And I mean this from an energetic standpoint, an emotional and mental standpoint. We've all felt betrayed. We've all lost loved ones. We've all been, so to speak, wounded in that heart space. And I think it's real important for individuals collectively and personally to make sounds of that woundedness, to clear it out. Don't hold on to it anymore. Because the more you can, so to speak, process your grief in a healthy way, or process your fear or your distrust, and transform it, because that's the key. When I feel wounded and I take that wound to the divine, whatever I call the divine, and I say, here's an aspect of woundedness I felt as a physical human, and I want this energy transformed. Right there, you're doing personal work, but you're also doing global service work, because you're transforming a wound that collectively we've all felt.
Mm-hmm.
And so as people begin to process their own, so to speak, woundedness, and that shutting their heart down from being wounded by rejection or any of the things that happen to us as human beings, that's one aspect, is clean your heart space. You know, get rid of all that old emotion you're dragging around and all those places where you haven't forgiven someone, or you felt betrayed and therefore you never trust anyone ever again. Those are held inside the heart. So clear that. Begin to be willing to clear that is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And then just tap your heart several times a day, and just begin to talk to your heart. You know, like Bruce Lipton says, we're the CEOs of our body. Every cell of our body is conscious. So we're the actual CEOs. We can talk to our heart. We can dialogue with our heart. We can ask our heart how it feels today. Is it heavy? Is it burdened? Is it lighthearted? Talk to your heart in a very loving way, like you would any other being. Talk to all your cells. I talk to my body all the time, especially at night when I'm going to sleep. I thank it. And I this is part of the healing work I do, is to find out where we've stored different emotions, what part of our body. Our bodies are just huge storage cells of our emotional experiences. Every cell is an aspect of we can store memory in every cell of the body.
Wow. You have said so much that I am absolutely personally putting this message that you have talked about into my iPod so that I can listen to you daily. This is, you know, this what you're speaking, and I'm really grateful, and I'm hoping that everybody that's listening will do the same, because there's so many people that I have talked to that have closed their heart, and, you know, we've talked about it and through the relationships and whatnot, and they're not, you know, ready or have not been able to open their heart up again to the possibility of love in their life again, because they're so closed off in their heart. and what you said and the talking, being able to just connect with your heart space. And for me, I'm going to connect with my stomach space because I'm going to, had stomach issues and I want to find out what's going on with me. So this has been an incredible.
First of all, the team is giving me some information about your stomach, but that's for you personally. So you might want to schedule an appointment or something. But the fact, going back to the heart, I don't mean that everyone has to feel vulnerable. I don't mean that you have to go around with your heart on your sleeve. But for your own well-being, for our personal own well-being and health, it's so important for us to go, I was wounded here from this divorce. And what I did is I took those wounded places mentally, emotionally, physically, and I offered it for transformation, and I allowed myself to experience it. It didn't take very long. In the sound work I do, that's the first thing that the team has my client do, is once we get into a sacred space, is finding the blockage in their body, whether it's in their liver or in their stomach or their shoulder. Everybody stores their stuff in different places. But to dialogue with that part of the body and find out what's there, and following it and tracing back and finding out, when did you plant that seed of abandonment in your energy field? And you were probably 5. And from 5 on, every time you felt abandoned, guess what? It went to that spot. That's where you stored it. That's the file for abandonment. Until it gets to the place where energetically it's causing you discomfort, dis-ease. And so the key is to find out where you store your stuff and how to process it in a conscious, loving, safe way, how to transform this.
So my question to you is, are you able to do this kind of work long distance?
I am.
And how long do you usually schedule, a couple appointments, or does it take one appointment?
It's different for everyone. My experience is that once you do a process to clear something, it's pretty cleared, so you don't have to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's the awareness of it. The team said to me one time that this is very significant, because this is a free will planet. We live in a free will planet. We all know that. So divine spirit, the celestial beings, the hierarchy of the non-physical reality, is not to interfere unless invited. So our role as conscious beings, awakened multidimensional conscious beings, is to be sure we invite this divine presence. Whether we call on Kuan Yin or Mother Mary or the angels or the archangels or any of the masters, but we call on them, we say, I'd like you to be present here in this situation. Then they have permission to come in. And so I'm always inviting them. But the key that the team shared with me is, because this is a free will planet and there's a lot of dysfunctional energy here, there's a lot of anguish and horrendous things that have happened to people in many, 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 many lifetimes. But the fact is if I feel personally have experienced abuse, abandonment, anguish or pain or suffering or all the things that happen on the planet, if I've personally experienced some part of that, that now belongs to me and I can transform it. And that's what we do. We're emissaries for divine spirit to transform the dysfunction here. And we do it through our body. We do it through our conscious heart. We do it. We take everything we've experienced that's been painful in our life. And I know the listeners out there has a grocery list of their anguish and pain. Once you've got that collection and that list, It's your honor, it's your privilege, it's your responsibility to uplift and transform that dense, dysfunctional, incoherent experience. And in doing so, there's more light. You get to clear your shadow, but in doing so, you clear an aspect of the collective shadow. Isn't that beautiful?
That is very beautiful.
So none of the pain that you experience is wasted. It can be given
right.
as a gift for transformation.
Right. And like you said, the awareness is the key and the willingness to be able to let go and move on. And, you know, one of the things that I do is when something comes in and I can reject it, I say, thank you for sharing. I don't need to go there anymore.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, each one of us will do this slightly different. Some people can use song and sound. Some people use movement. You know, we're all beautifully unique. And that's what's so delicious about humanity is we're so diverse. We're so magnificent. We're so much bigger than who we think we are as a physical being. If we could actually see ourselves in the magnificence of who we are, we would be astonished. And so the key is for us to recognize that and own it. Anyway, I get very passionate about this, as you can probably tell.
Yes, well, I love it. I love it. I love hearing this because, like you say, it's connecting to that deeper part of yourself and the part that knows. It knows all.
Here's something that I'm going to read. This comes from the Morning Message Invitation Deck. It's a deck of 44 cards, and these are consciousness exercises that the team is given. And so here's one that fits for right now, and it says, it is the intelligence of the heart that offers humanity total healing and total connection with the dimensions and the stars. You are invited to release, transform and heal any long-held grief, sadness, or distrust that is carried in your heart. It is within the sacred heart that the alchemical process of transformation takes place. If the heart is energetically congested with old emotions of grief or regret, then the heart is energetically closed to others, and therefore it's closed to the divine. It is time that humanity heals the wounded heart. Your life will reflect this healing when your heart is clear and receptive to the divine connection. Practice radiating love and appreciation from your heart into every moment, every day, offering these coherent emotions into the weavings of this planet's matrix.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
I'm wanting you to tell our listeners a little bit about your website and about some of the things that you offer on that website and give them your information on how
okay.
to get in touch with you.
Thank you, Sherry. First of all, my phone number is 831-335-3145. I'll repeat that again. It's 831-335-3145. And the website is morningmessages.com. And you can go watch the Flash movie, and it drops you to a page that that lets you sign up and subscribe to begin to receive the 88 free messages. And on that website is information about the two telecasts that are free and also the audio files that I've done other programs, and this one will be put there soon. There's also a product page, and so the card that I just read you is a part of a deck called the Morning Message Invitation Deck. I have a 2-CD set, and then I have a DVD and some images and posters of that are also available on the product page. And I also have 2 YouTubes that you can view. One is called Cleanse the Currency, And that was a project that the team had me do 999 this year. And we had over 40,000 hits on that particular YouTube about taking time to look at currency and recognizing how your dollars and coins carry the energetic signature of everyone that touched it. And so when you pick up money from change and stick it in your pocket, the person that left that money in paying their bill might have had a lot of fear. So you just picked up that money and put that vibration of fear in your pocket. So anyway, the team had me make a YouTube and offered the process of awareness of cleansing the currency as you use it, bless it, send it out with light, mm-hmm. so that it blesses everything and everyone it touches.
I like that.
It's a good process. And you can go into your bank and just ask Divine Spirit to clean all the currency and money while you're standing in line at the bank. And then there's another YouTube called Heal the Healthcare. And so those are all just aspects. There's information about the private readings that I do. I do channel transmissions all over the world, and that's all done by phone. And so people can book a half hour or an hour. I also do some sound work, and again, I do 2 free telecasts a month. So I don't know if there's any more that I can say about
that. Sounds great.
So you're doing a lot of incredible things. So, Peggy, we only have a couple of minutes left. Is there one last thing that you'd like to leave with our listeners before we sign off?
Yes, I would. This is a proverb that I love. It says, "Be humble, for you are made of earth. Be noble, for you are made of stars."
Well, I tell you, Peggy, I've enjoyed this so much, both Patty and I have, and we're going to find a place where I'm going to run this for a couple of weeks, actually, because I want to get this out to as many people as possible.
Okay.
And so I'm going to put it back on after this week so that we can get some more energy and more people to listen to this show particularly. So I'll let you know more about that. So thank you so much for being with us today.
You've made
my day.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's been an honor.
You're welcome, Peggy. And we hope sometime in the future to have you back on the show. This has been incredible.
Okay,
thank you.
Just get in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a fabulous day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So there you have it, listeners. You have been listening to Peggy Black, and that was an awesome show. So what I want you to do is go to the website and stay in touch with Peggy Black and her work, because it's just incredible. The website is www.morningmessages.com. Sign up to get the messages. It's a free service where you can get them into your email box, and it'll inspire you, and it will really just add something to your life that will change it and keep it on the positive vibration, which is the purpose of the Good News Show. So this is Patty Black signing off, and we want to thank you for being part of the Good News Show, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you, everybody. And we had a few call-ins that we could not take because of timing, but we ask you to keep calling in. Thank you so much. Stay tuned next week. Staying focused. Bye-bye. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.